Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the love guru, and a man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, let us present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Awesome, awesome, man. I tell you, it's a blessing to come before you. I'm trying to work out my Zoom. Seems like it's just trying to kind of act up a little bit. But see, God has blessed us one more time, and I'm so glad to be before you. I want to get all my networks up so we can really do a good job here today, sharing on the happy hour talk. So God has blessed us to have another show that we can share an opportunity for you to be a part of this. We want you to be more interactive instead of just hearing what we have to say. We want you to be a part of it. So please take an opportunity to be able to call in at WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, and the number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or your telephone. Ask for your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith as we talk about, are you fit for today's relationship or marriage? And I want you to think about that for a second before you even start to, you know, just listen to the show. Think about the topic. What exactly the topic is asking? Are you fit? Are you fit for today's relationships? Or are you fit just to be able to be in a marriage? Because everybody may not be able to be in a marriage. It's one of the biggest things people fail to realize, because you have to ask yourself, have you been trained to be a husband? Have you been trained to be a wife? And that's so important. Even in a more or less a relationship, have you been trained to be a effective member in a relationship? Or have you been trained to kind of get along with individuals through a healthy relationship? We want you to check us out on the web link as well. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You have an opportunity. We have like four devices up. We also have an opportunity to be a part on our Zoom call. And I'm working, trying to get the Zoom where it needs to be. Run into a few things in regards to using the briar to make sure our microphone is working like it's supposed to. So we're moving forward, but we're gonna keep doing it because it's truly, truly an opportunity, because it gives me an opportunity to do a couple things here, and that's to be able to communicate with you. So we want to use every one of the opportunities that's here. We also want you to check us out on Twitter. You can tweet the show at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at the Smith Wave Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. We're also being broadcast on Instagram. And we have two devices working today, so those two devices are giving us an opportunity to really communicate with you. On one of the Instagram sites is PresidentDr.LorenzaD.Smith. And on the one where we're partnering with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Then on Facebook, you can check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith. So if your friend or followers, you have an opportunity to be a part of it. If not, make a request, and we will make sure you be able to check all of our shows out. Also, our on-demand episodes that we have as well. We just want to make it available to you. We also have one other Instagram site that we use. We're using all of them, but the one we're not using today is Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. So this is an internet station, and we're number one. We're one of the first to kind of put all the social media together along with our radio station to be able to broadcast all over the world, because we're in 38 countries. Also give you a chance to watch along with listening. Again, our title for today's show, Are You Fit for Today's Relationships or Marriages? We also want to share with you that you can register for our giveaways, WDSW radio giveaways. We have trips that we give for the last 2 years, meaning 21 and 22, stepping also in 23. In January, we give away 11 trips. We pay for the stay at the hotel. You will furnish your way getting there and all the other things that you want to enjoy, but we'll take care of the hotel. Our last giveaway was our major trip to Mexico. We want to give a shout out to Miss Peggy Grant. She was the winner. Her name was pulled out of the raffle. We're taking care of her. That's 5 nights and 6 days in Cancun, Mexico. The cost of the stay at the hotel, which is a luxury hotel, is $1,284. So she has it already taken care of. All she do is follow the rest of the information and processes, so she'll be ready to go whenever. And once she makes sure she take advantage of the voucher by going through the process of getting it registered, she will then have 18 months to go. So you can get it, win the trip now and go next year, because it won't change. Because once you go through and you're the winner and process it, it's available for 1 year. So Peggy Grant, we know you have an opportunity to take advantage, and I know you will. She, at one time, one of my co-workers down in Lowndes County, she's an administrator there. She left leaving Lowndes County to go to several other counties, but she wanted greener pastures. She moved to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She's working with an organization up there, but she's truly a Lowndes Countyan, and she's Lowndes County, which is Hayneville, Alabama, and a Alabamian to our hearts. So we truly, truly want to say thank you, Peggy, for being a part, and all the other you all, other individuals who's registered. Now, again, this is how you register. We need first your name, and we have 4 means of transaction that we really need to get one of them for you. You could be Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle. Send it to Lorenza D. Smith 15 at gmail.com. Again, it's Cash App or PayPal or Venmo or Zelle, and your name, get one of them with your name to Lorenza D. Smith 15 at gmail.com. And you're going to the raffle. Not only we give trips, we give cash vouchers, food vouchers, gas vouchers, gift cards, books from the many authors that's been on the show. Actually, I ordered for my last guest, which 2 guests before on our Tuesday night show, Monday night show, we ordered 5 books, and we're ordering 5 more. We also, from Trey Johnson, who's an author on climbing the mountain, dealing with financial aid, will be available, because I have a request in for him to do 5 this month and then 5 more next month. So we're going to have the books available so we can give to you. We want to be able through the raffle, so we need you to register. Again, send us your name along with a meaningful transaction. And the 4 we're dealing with is Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, and Zelle to Lorenza D. Smith 15 at gmail.com. I want to give a shout out to several individuals that's joining us. They're live and they're on our social media network. We give a shout out to TGod_creative_. Give you a shout out to Angela Cole, 1929, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Miss Bush EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Then we give a shout out to Karen Copeland. Karen, prayers is to the family. I know you lost your mother recently because we saw it on Facebook, but she's a listener, a loyal listener that's always checking us out, especially on our Wednesday night program where we're telling the truth prime time with our host, with the most, Lisa Levine. So thank you so much, Karen, but our prayers is out to you and your family. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Let's move forth, and it's important to understand what the happy hour talk is all about. See, this happy hour talk is pretty much where you can share things through our interactive process about life issues, all about addressing life issues. So we ask you, when you join us or join me at the happy hour for some cocktail, whatever you have in mind, in libation or food or whatever, and talk about happy things. That's what the happy hour talk is all about. Today is, are you fit for today's relationship and marriages? And I want you to take an opportunity, as I said earlier in the show, what are that title is all about? What do that title mean to me? What does that title mean to you? And I want you to just think about it, because it's important. I'm going to share with you some things that I think will get you to the point where you can ask yourself and answer that question. Are you fit for today's relationship in marriages? First of all, let's start off, and in Kyle, it said relationship and marriage. Marriage is a relationship. It's a lifelong commitment. But we wanted to bring in just relationship and talk about the things you may encounter in through your process of getting a lifetime commitment. See, I when I started the show off, I said something about, and I wanted you to think about, have you been trained to be a boyfriend? Have you been trained to be a girlfriend? Have you trained to be a husband? Have you been trained to be a wife? See, you have to ask yourself those questions. And what you have to make sure you do, you have to understand from the just the inception of relationship up until you can be in a lifelong commitment. Understanding what commitment means to you may be different to someone else, but it is a general definition that explains commitment. And however you want to add your narrative to it, it's okay. What you need to think about, it all requires you giving vulnerability to someone else. Because see, that's what a relationship is all about. A marriage is all about. A commitment to be vulnerable, to be happy, experience peace, experience joy, experience love. Also in there, God will bless you with the grace and mercy and the ability to forgive through the past he already have put into place for you. So understand that when we ask that question, it is not a loaded question. It's a question that you really truly need to think about. Think about, are you fit? When we think about the term, we always think about physical fit. But to be fit, you have to also be fit to all the well-being. Physical is just one of them. The second one, we're going to put them in an order to say this is where we want you to know it's five. We're going to talk about the second one, which is your emotional. See, we have to be emotionally fit to be in a healthy relationship or marriage. See, being emotional is not allowing your feelings to dictate what goes on. See, emotions and feelings truly are different things. But some people get caught up in saying, I was listening to a talk show recently, and it was talking about relationships there, and the person that was on there was being interviewed, was part of the show, kept saying, I feel. See, I feel has nothing to do with where you need to be, because feelings are just a sense of emotions. Fear is a feeling, but it's truly an emotion. See, when you get caught up in letting light be dictated to you by feelings, we tell you that do not spend time living in feelings or emotion. Live in reality. Because your feelings can put you in a situation that you are not emotionally capable of handling things. So as I said, it's second well-being after we talk about physical. When you talk about physical, it's simple. You need to make sure you take care of yourself so you'll be right here a long time. Take care of yourself so you can be healthy and you can function in a healthy relationship. See, come on now. This is happy hour talk. And see, we want to talk about a happy thing. So are you fit? Think about it. Are you fit physically? Are you fit emotionally? Are you fit to the point that you're mentally, which is your well-being? How fit is your mental well-being? Are you working on actual reality, which focus more with your mental aspect than operating on your emotion? See, that's the thing we got to realize. See, you have to have a plan of action to live and survive in the world of healthy relationship and marriages. I ask from the beginning. I go back to it. I'm going to keep saying it throughout this show. Have you trained to be a mate in a healthy relationship? Have you been trained? Have you been trained to be a husband? Have you been trained to be a wife? Things are so important. We take it for granted just because we reach the status of grown. You know, as I say grown, which is adulthood, we have individuals who are grown. And I have a series I talk about because we're trying to build boys to be fathers of the future. And we have a series, you know, series 10 now, moving to 11. We talk about, we have to understand the difference between when you say adulthood for a boy or either a young lady or a girl, is you have an overgrown boy just like you have overgrown girls. That's a category. You got all the tools that an adult has, but you are not quite mentally, you're not quite emotionally, you're not quite spiritually, which is your next well-being. And people have to understand, are you fit? Just taking those four well-beings. Do an assessment of yourself. Sit down and write your pros and cons dealing with your emotional well-being. Do the pros and cons with the mental well-being. Do your pros and cons with physical well-being. Do your pros and cons with spiritual well-being. These are the things that will make you see one way or the other. Am I fit or not? Your well-beings are really the key. So I want you to take that opportunity when you think about our question title today, are you fit for today's relationships and marriages? Think about the things I just shared with you, and I want you to be a part of this show. Thank you so much, Karen, for sharing your thoughts here. She's typing them in, and everybody has the same opportunity. And you can comment, regardless whether you're on President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenberg with the number 10, Instagram, the two functioning account today, and Facebook at facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith. Make a request for a friend if you're not a friend. Tell somebody about it that make a request to DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith, so you can be a part of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We want you to be a part by calling in as well. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. 347-857-4192. Press 1. And I will make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell, actually your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith as we talk about the title of the Happy Hour Talk Show of the Day is, Are You Fit for Today's Relationships and Marriages? Let me give a shout out to my frat brother, Sigma 25. Yes. I may not get it right, but I'm just getting it close as I read it. Thank you, brother. Member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much, brother, for joining us and being a part of it. We truly want to give you that shout out. But Karen has been stating some information in here, and I want to give her the shout out. Because Karen Copeland, she said, you talk truth. I thank you so much, Karen. You, and another comment she put in, you may be capable, meaning that you may be capable of being in a relationship, but is the other person, think about it, the other person capable as well? You may be fit and the other person is not fit. He said, it takes two, baby. That's what you have down there. Thank you so much, Karen Copeland, out of the southern tip of Florida. Thank you so much, Karen, for being a part of this and sharing your thoughts. And I want you others to do the same. Thank you so much, my frat brother, Sigma 25. That's appreciated. I want to give him that shout. I want to give everybody. Just type in, you know, put a thumbs up. Let me know you are listening, because this is how we are interacting. Get back to talking about the well-being. I talk about 4 well-beings. If you don't master... mature in the well-being, you will not be fit for a healthy relationship or marriage. Then it goes back to what I was talking about when we talk about adulthood. You have overgrown boys, just like you got overgrown girls. They will not take responsibility for anything that happened. They're going to blame somebody else. That is one of those true traits of a person that's an overgrown boy, an overgrown girl who's in adulthood. We also have grown males along with grown females. Just because you have grown in front of you, you're still operating like the sense that you're still a teenager. I was amazing. I was listening to one of the pundit that was talking on the show, and he was talking with someone that was up in their 40s, and they were sounding like a teenager. The things they were saying, they haven't grown up. And it don't apply just for your gender. It's male or female. They both falls in that category of grown male and grown female. See, what you're looking for, that's fit for a relationship and a marriage, is a grown man or a grown woman. And you have to understand when I say, have you been trained? See, that's just like we're doing on our series, Building Boys to Be Fathers of the Future. We're going through a process of letting everybody know, let's not wait till they get to be teenagers. They need to be seeing this from the early stages of their life. seeing role models who are truly part of healthy relationships. See, healthy relationships, if they see that, then they have a tendency to want that when they become adults. So we want you to truly keep in mind in our process of our series where we're building boys to be fathers of the future, we're going reaching back whether or not they're in, even come out of that infant stage. We want to talk to them during their childhood. We want to have role models. We want positive images of individuals that are positive, that are carrying on things that they can see and they can grow from. To be effective, efficient, be where you're successful in a relationship or marriage, you have to see positive role models. You have to see positive male images. You have to see positive female images. See, that's where we kind of missing it. So when I asked that question earlier, I asked a couple of questions about, are you or have you been trained to be a boyfriend, a mate, a girlfriend? Have you been trained? Trained means you watching somebody else function in a positive manner and you can take what they're doing and use it to better yourself. So you'll be effective in the relationship. It is hard where you never see any good examples in your life dealing with relationship. You will mirror what you see. I would recommend you to go back and assess your life and see if you didn't see it through the foundational years. There's somebody later on in life that you saw that was in a healthy relationship. You could watch and observe them. So we ought to teach our boys and girls that they need to be watching these positive male or female images and see how they operate in a healthy relationship. The next thing I said about, have you been trained to be a husband? See, you have to be trained by the people that come before you. See, one of the things we kind of lost a little bit of that in these days and time, that we don't see the people who have been through experiences and who are doing things that are being positive image. We don't look at them because you can learn from them. You can learn how to be a mate in a relationship. If you see a toxic relationship all your years of through your childhood and your teenage years, how can you not get that skill from out of your body and within your will? You can't, because you haven't seen anything positive. We teach our boys and our Valley Wild boys to be father future that you respect the female gender. You respect them, and both have to be equal. And that goes back to when we ask that question, have you been, see, we have to put the responsibility where it needs to be put at the foot of the people who can put you in a position so you can understand that. So this is what this all about. This is what this title on this show is all about. It's about happy times. And you can see happy times when you experience happy times in your life. See, God smiles upon us when he sees into your soul joy. He smiles upon us when he sees into your heart there's joy, peace, and love. You can have that in a healthy relationship. So just to take on breaking this down, I talk about it. I want to set it where you can think about, set the stage where you can think about the question and some things that you can consider by asking yourself, have I been trained to be a husband? Have I been trained to be a wife? Just because you get married don't mean you automatically a wife. You have to be trained, and then if you haven't, we have the, and we are in the time of technology, you can access anything you want to that you can find out by healthy relationship, healthy marriages. You can do that. Put a plan into, you know, into play, and then eventually you set action. Put that plan in from what you see. Every, you know, one size don't fit all. But you have to take from your research and use it. And if it fits you, take advantage of it. So that's what we're talking about. Go back to your grandparents, if they're still on this earth. Go back to your great-grandparents, if they're still on the earth. They'll share some things with you. Go to the individual who've been in relationships and marriages over years and just talk with them when you get an opportunity to see if you are fit for a relationship or a marriage. Let's look at what is a relationship fit. See, when we say relationship fitness, we ain't talking about you going to the gym and deadlifting 300 or 400 pounds or benching 280. We talking about your fit of the ability as a couple to grow stronger because of, not despite, the challenges you're going to encounter in your life in that relationship. See, that's, see, you have to be fit to deal with what may happen. They have always said, no matter how much you talk about the traits of a healthy relationship and a healthy marriage, is one thing, and those C's, and we always talk about the four C's. So far, matter of fact, may have been three of them. You know, the C's are so important that we understand in a healthy relationship. They said four, but that's many more. Because we always talk about communication. You have to be, you have effective communication. You have to have commitment. We mentioned about commitment. You have to truly believe that compromise come into play. You have to believe there has to be a connection to put you in a situation so you can be successful. But the one that can tear any kind of relationship up or marriage is conflict resolution. See, that's one of the problems that most of us in this world and this society have dealing with. We cannot deal with it. Conflict. See, we have some people that try to avoid conflict. What you have to keep in mind, it's all right to avoid, but it's one thing about it, it's going to come back around again. Sometimes how you deal with it, even if you don't make have the greatest success the first time, you should learn how to deal with conflict even as it comes. It not only comes in relationship, it comes in daily life. It comes on your job. It comes in your family. It comes with your friends. It comes when you're in the store. It comes when you're in the, wherever you may be out shopping. Conflict may come into play. You can, yes, try to walk away, but sometimes it won't let you walk away. You have to come up with some kind of resolution. So work on conflict resolution. It's a C that will tear a healthy relationship and a marriage up because you're not willing to play fair. You're not willing to deal with it. We get so hurt, meaning our emotional aspects and feelings get hurt. We don't step in reality to realize that we still can move forward after that happens. How do you do that? In a relationship, if it comes up, compromise. That's an important part of, and it's a seed that needs to be always put into place. Are you willing to compromise? Are you willing to agree to disagree? See, this is the most important part of being fit for a relationship and a marriage. Because as a couple, you want to grow together. As a couple, You want to have the ability to see things that make both of you all better when challenges come about. See, your daily gestures toward a relationship, a lot of time is carve out time for one another. See, that's how you deal with the ability to grow strong. Make sure you have time for one another. You know, I always say this because I experienced this. And I always try to tell individuals, we have a career that we want to have. We want to make all the money that's possible within our reach. But when money takes you out of position to leave your family, you now have become out of order. The last well-being is finance. Money can take you completely out of order. So we have to remember and gets me in this cult, in the culture, African American culture, in the Black American culture, it's always been God, family, work, and community. When you ever let work get ahead of God, remember he gave you that opportunity by blessing you to wake up every morning. You let work get ahead of family, you're going to lose the opportunity to hold on to that work. See, you have to understand, stay in order. Are you fit for today's relationships or marriages? When you get out of order, you won't be fit. So you got to stay in order. You can't get so out there you focus on one particular thing. I bring that challenge back to our culture. Let's get back to the order that we need to be in. It's God, family, work, and community. We have to get back to it if we want to be successful. So if you want to be fit, put that into your right mind frame of, I need to make sure I'm in order with our Lord and Savior, because that's our spiritual well-being. I'm in order with our God because my family is taken care of and I'm there for them. See, it is not always about the money in the family. We need money, yes, to survive. But you know one thing, and I always share with people that know me, is two things that you control. You never can control how much money you're going to have. You can't control how many jobs you're going to experience. But it's two things that you will be able to control. You can control your time and your effort. Sorry. Time and energy. Effort comes in that play as well. You can control that. So if you put work before God, your spiritual, you put work before family, God is exciting to see families. You can go to Genesis.
We're back up. We're back in line. Thank you so much. But TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott. You can give him a shout. Truly give him a shout. And the number is 334-320-5438. And if you have any kind of consulting need, whether you're a government agency or you're just a nonprofit organization, you're writing grants, you're trying to get a plan of action, a business plan, give him a call and he can work with you. Also, we have L&A Lawn Service. It's the manicure experts in the South Central Alabama. We want to give a shout-out to Mr. Tony Stallworth, 334-300-7401. That's Mr. Tony Stallworth. This is L&A Lawn Service, 334-300-7401. We want to give a shout-out to Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. Provides all of your soap needs. They're professionally individuals who put this together. And it's a family-run organization. That's Ms. Jennifer Jackson, the owner and the CEO, along with her sons and her and his other family member, Amber Smith, his other family member, and Lorenzo and Lonnie Grace, her sons, is there working to produce. And the number, if you want to call and find out what are the products, and I share the social media site as well, is 251-369-1344, 251-369-1344. You have a chance to call Ms. Jennifer Jackson along with the other workers and staff there to talk with them to see what's going on. We also want to give a shout out to Mary Ruth Restaurant. We have had a special guest, which was the co-owner of Mary Ruth Restaurant down in Georgiana, Alabama. And Mr. Marvin Smith, I said brother Marvin, La La Smith, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. And his wife is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Sister Sarah Pastor, Katrina Roper Smith, and they're down in Georgiana, Alabama, some of the best southern cook food you could have in that area. So we want you to give a shout out. If you just go online to Marvin Smith and you can get information on Facebook with Marvin as another sponsor. So we want to definitely give him a shout out along with his wife and the great job they're doing down in Georgiana, Alabama. There are several other businesses they have. So it's not just that business, but they have several others, and they're giving back. He was talking about on the show on Monday night about they got some things planned to give and feed the community. We partnered as a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity with Mary Ruth Restaurant and several other organizations down there that during the holiday season we feed 100-plus individuals free meals. You just come pick them up. Then we provide bikes for the children, over 25 to 30 bikes we've given away, and we still continue to give back. We want to give back. So thank you so much, Brother Marvin Lala Smith and Sarah Pastor Katrina Roper Smith, Mary Ruth Restaurant. Thank you so much, and we are excited about being a part of that with you all, making sure that we truly provide for our community of Butler County, Alabama, which is the Greenville, Georgiana, McKenzie area. So thank you so much. As we was talking about you fit to be a partner, we want you to keep in mind some things that you can do to make sure you're a viable partner in a relationship. These are some routines, and they're more of a fitness routine that you can work on. It helps in all aspects, not only in all well-beings. It's going to challenge each one of them, so you have to be prepared. First, you want to make a shared workout calendar to hold each other accountable. You know, fitness is important. If you're not doing a whole lot right now, just take a minute and say, okay, this is where we're going to walk every now and then, or we're going to go to the gym every now and then. But we're going to do something. We're going to put together a meal plan and make sure we're working in line with that meal plan. Sometimes our jobs, we work and we walk, we keep moving. I see Brother Marvin Lala Smith is on here. What I need you to do is type in your number, Marvin. I need you to type in your number. We can contact Mary Ruth Restaurant. Can you type that in right me as a comment so I can see that? Thank you so much, Marvin. And also a shout out to Miss Tasima Jackson. Thank you so much. Been knowing her a while. Thank you for being a part of it. And all of the individuals have been joining us. They've been on our show previously. So thank you so much for being a part of it. You want to also set up in your plan, second plan is to work out for each other. You got a calendar, then you got to work out for each other. Make sure if you want to stay fit with your partner, you need to do this. Plan a special date night to celebrate your dedication. Amp up the intensity with partners in their workout. Y'all have to take it to the next level. You don't lose 30 pounds. You didn't gain them in 1 month. You're not going to lose them in 1 month. If you do, you're going to regain them. So you want to have a plan in action. Make sure you celebrate. Make sure it's important that you have it as a friendly competition that y'all work together to be successful. These are just some things to make sure you fit, you and your partners fit to have a healthy relationship. It's all part of that. Now, it's important as we talk about emotional well-being, are you emotionally fit? The question you may want to ask, what is emotionally fit person? What is an emotionally fit person? When you talk about emotion, I shared earlier when we was talking about reality and feeling. Let's not get emotion and feeling so tied up into one area. See, it's different. You're feeling, you can feel like you want to. Sometimes we speak with our feelings, but our emotions, a lot of things that we deal with, like fear. You know, that's an emotion. See, you have to keep that in, have the difference there. I feel like I can do this, but something may put me in a situation that I'm fearful of what's going to happen. So let's talk about an emotional fit person. And it's important that we look at these areas. See, when you talk about emotionally fit, I would define that as being residual, very residual, not giving up, keeping at it, making it work, put the effort in. That's what we talk about in a relationship. You have to put the work in. It's all about effort, being positive. See, we talk about when we come out, our series on building boys to be fathers of the future, one thing we talked about, we need to have positive male images. We didn't say negative. They see enough negative things around them. It's portrayed a lot of times in our movies and everything. We need to see positive male images. So that's important. So you have to keep in mind, if you want to be emotionally fit, you need to be positively thinking about what you need and what you can do. The next thing is focus. You have to be focused, more or less a focused person, if you want to be emotionally fit. And sometimes people ask, what are you talking about when you're talking about emotionally fit? I gave you some things that you could do. Let's look at it. See, when you are positive, focus on what you're doing, you have to keep it. It means you can change your mindset from anger, anxious, or sad. See, those are emotions. Fear, anger, anxious, sad. Those are mindset. Instead, what you want to focus on is some constructive emotional intent. You want to look at something that's constructive. That way you'll be able to bounce back from what you're going through because you're focusing on the positive things. You're focusing on happy. See, that's a constructive emotion, happiness, joy, peace, love. See, that's constructive emotion. And it become tasks that I'm going to make sure I'm happy because I'm going to do some things that keep me happy. Plan my action, follow through with the plan of action, and I can be full of joy, full of peace, and love. You have to understand our goal is no matter what we go through, dealing with our emotional well-being, we want to be mature enough to bounce back. Because we still got to continue the journey. And when you knowing that I can bounce back and continue the journey, I become stronger in dealing with everything that happened before, and I'll be prepared for the future. Be emotionally fit. It's called an emotionally fit person. Mature in your emotional well-being. We always have to keep that in mind. Now, the question you may have, how do I stay emotionally fit? These are some recommendations I would share with you that will help you be emotionally counter your unhealthy beliefs with positive ones. If you got an unhealthy belief, counteract it with a positive one. Work through uncomfortable emotions like grief, and depression. Don't ignore them. Work through them. Don't compare yourself to others. Because what you're going through has nothing to do with somebody else and how they go through it. Don't spend your time comparing, well, Miss John did it like that. You know, that has nothing to do with you. You have to work through it. When it makes you uncomfortable as an emotion, you got to work through it. Don't say out somebody, you know, when you're going through grief, some people always say, I understand. A lot of times they don't understand if it because what happened with you had nothing to do with what happened to them. Grief is not a one fit all, one size fit all. It differs by individual. That's why you want to be emotionally fit. Accept that life isn't fair. People keep saying, I want people, it ain't fair. It ain't fair. Life is not fair. When I encounter and I may receive as a positive, it might be a negative for you. Life ain't fair. Accept it. It's not fair. And accept the thought how I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to get out of it. I'm going to work my butt off to make sure I can experience some of those things of success that makes life become fair. Set yourself a goal. What emotional goal do you have? Start it today. If it was good, yesterday would be even better. Start it today. This is what you have to focus on if you want to be emotionally fit. You have an opportunity to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number, again, is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Actually, your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lewis Smith on Happy Hour Talk. We just want to talk about happy things and talk about getting to happy things. Putting yourself in a position to experience joy. Put yourself in a position to experience peace and love. What we have to keep in mind, everybody that's out there have something that they always want to make sure that's in their life and they can focus on. People got to understand you work on your well-being, so when you meet people, one of the first things, and it becomes almost like a gender thing, you want peace. Other beings want peace. They don't want drama. If you picked up bad relationship skills from that previous marriage or that past relationship, the new person don't want to experience that. If they have to experience it, we call that collateral damage because they're going to experience the damage you could not project on someone else. They want peace. Give them peace, they're just as good, comfortable. And then watching my dad, and as I watched him, and I saw at times, and most of the time he was at peace. He was doing, providing for his family, protecting his family. He was inspiring, not just only to his children, to other relatives and extended family and other individuals in the neighborhood. That put him at peace. Sometimes I used to watch my mom. She'd get a little upset, and she'd go, and he'll stand there, and he'll listen. He never raised his voice. He never did anything but stand there. And then when she got through, when she was tired, you know what he said? I'm going to step outside and finish doing what I was doing. See, that's what I'm telling. When you're at peace, you can take on things like that. See, but when something, and I know I said myself experienced something recently, and when I experienced it, brought back to a situation where some PTSD was involved with, and it just triggered it again. Not intentionally what anybody was doing. It was just a lot of things happening that led to emotion. So just make sure you set goals and start on today, not tomorrow, today. If you write them down tonight, start on. Next question I think is so important. I stated in the beginning about you have to be trained to be a husband. You're like getting trained to be a wife. It ain't something you just pick up. And if you do, if you start your training there, go and Google and research and take what fits you to make sure the relationship, the marriage is successful. So the question, a topic we want to look at is how do you know your relationship is ready for marriage? I want to share, but I'm going to give a list of things that I think you can look for. But one thing I want you to share is if you meet someone and you're talking about dating, put that out. If you want to be married, you need to let them know because they may not want to be married. You have to say it. You know, I want to date. My intent is to be married. And if you put that into play, in essence, it's saying I'm ready for it. This relationship is going to get me ready for marriage because I'm letting you know if we're dating, I'm intentionally dating to be married. He had to put that out there. Several shows back, and I was sharing that, and first thing, a couple of the listening and watching put down, well, they may, the dude might not be ready. If you're not ready, move on. I don't care what the external look like. His internal is not in good enough place for you to stay with. I don't care what the financial situation look like. His internal part is not ready for what you need to have. Too many times we spend too much time dating people 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years. They wanted to marry, they would have married you a long time ago. And if you're ready to be, like I said, you've been trained to be a wife, a husband, you will know that. Those are people like-minded you'll connect with, not just out here with people you hope you can change. You can't change people. People have to change themselves. Let's look at whether when you will know you're ready for marriage. You work through hard times together. Yeah, that's hard work. That's effort. The marriage is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You're always working. So you got to be willing to work through hard times together. You can agree or disagree. You can agree to disagree. Leads you to now move to a compromise. But your alignment, what matters most, how did you align yourself with things that matter? Meaning that you will disagree or disagree about something, but you got to align yourself up through compromise. You don't want your partner to change unless they choose to change. People want to change people. They're not ready to change. They're not going to change. If they do, they'll change at their own time. So stop exhausting all your energy trying to change someone. Then they haven't done that. It didn't work. So I'm sharing it because of my own personal experience. You trust each other. You trust is that cornerstone in marriages and relationships. Trust is the cornerstone. And other healthy traits and characteristics for a healthy relationship. You have self-love as being one of the first things. You got to love yourself before you can love anybody else. Then you have honesty. Then you have trust. Then you have communication, commitment, then connection. See, all of this is important. So trust each other. First of all, you got to trust yourself first before you can try to expect anything else of anyone else. That's why we started off with self-love. See, you got to love yourself first. And if you want to put self honest, honor. See, it's honor, honesty. You're an honored man, you're going to be honest about what you say. Self-trust, which is you trustworthy. You have to be effective self-communicator. Because communication takes a lot of things, meaning that you listen first and talk second. Connection. You got to be in order before you can connect with someone else, because connecting and not talking about the external part, what you sit your eyes on, visual, see things, is about your inner self. Do you connect to your inner self, your heart and your soul? See, God is the author of all of our life. He knows what's within your heart and your soul. That's why he connects you with people that are like-minded like you are. You'll be amazed. The first thing he says, well, have I met you before? Because God has placed that person. Because you got a connection. It's an internal, inner self connection. That's how you know you're ready for marriage. You're each other's best friend. Now, what best friend you had before? You have to make that spouse or that wife and that husband your best friend. You have to step out in faith. Trust that person because you have that connection of peace, love, and joy. You have that connection from your heart and your soul. Just make sure we do that. And I'm gonna wrap this up because I'm going to share with you there are signs you got to look for that tells you you're not ready for marriage. There are some signs, and I want you to take an opportunity to think about it. What signs have you seen in your life that tells you you're not ready to be married? Number one I'll share with you would be you're more concerned with the wedding than the marriage. Too many times people share with people if you're ready to marry, you don't have to have 40 bridesmaids and 40 grooms. You don't have to be spending 20 and 30 and 40 and $100,000. You can go down to the courthouse. If you're ready for marriage, see, don't concern yourself with how beautiful and how the wedding, how big it's gonna be, and ain't thought about the marriage. If you spend $100,000 on a wedding, what about the marriage? You got to live after the wedding. The trust isn't there yet. See, if you can't trust that person, you know you're not ready. You can't see yourself. You just can't see yourself parenting their children. I want everybody to keep in mind, it's a challenge to be a stepdad and a stepmother. You have to understand that if you're not ready to be a parent to those children that are not your seed, don't get married. Let's move quickly because we're down about 12 minutes. You haven't been dating for long. They say that, but you got to understand if you date intentionally from the start, when you say, well, are we going to be getting, you know, I like you and I'm interested in you, I want to date, you ask that person, will they date you? And then you let them know your intent. My intent is to get married. from this dating, we're gonna get married. If they say they're not ready, you need to move on. Your vitals aren't strong. You're not ready for compromise. You got to be your way or the highway. And I'm going to tell you, go see the highway. That's exactly what you going to need to be at. You're being pressured. If you're being pressured to marry someone and you ain't ready, don't marry. Because it's going to end up where we got over 64 to 65% is based on blackdemographic.com, black staff by black people, U.S. Census saying 64% of our people are divorced now, been married and now divorced. You don't speak their love language. First of all, you need to know what your love language is. You don't have to have the same love language, but you have to make compromise for their love language as well as they make compromise for your love language. Give a shout out for Janae Williams 964. Thank you so much. I know you're requesting to be live. However, we're about to close out the show. If you want to just request to be live and share some thoughts on this, I have no problem. I can make you live to share your thought. We're at the end. We're about wrapping up. We're talking about, are you fit for today's relationship and marriages? I'm willing to go live, Janelle Williams, and give her a request and she can come on. We may have her up. Okay, how you doing? Brother, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? I can't. We're fine on this end. We just had an awesome topic. We were just talking about, are you fit for today's relationship or marriages? And we're talking about whether or not individuals are fit to be in these marriages or fit to be in a relationship. And we just shared some things. We're at the end of the show, really. We're really at the end of the show, and I just let's accept your request. You got anything you want to share on that title? Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and it's good to have you. And I want you to continue to listen. And we're truly, like I said, we're about to wrap it up. And it's truly been an awesome show. This is Happy Hour Live, more or less Happy Hour Talk. I am Dr. Larissa D. Smith, and it's been awesome. And thank you so much for the request. And I have you on, and you can close out if you want to. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So it's been awesome. This is what we're going to do. When we're talking about Happy Hour Live, we're going to open it up and let you share your thoughts and your ideas. Our title today was, Are You Fit for Today's Relationship or Marriage? Ask yourself, were you trained to be a husband? Were you trained to be a wife? If you haven't, there's the ability to go to certain schools and finish in school and get fit enough. That's what it's all about. It's been awesome, man. I tell you, we're down to about 8 minutes. God has blessed us one more time. I'm really excited to come before you, to all of the listeners. I want to give a shout-out to Christopher Bennett, 638. That's Brother Pastor Christopher Bennett out of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama, of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Thank you, brother, for joining. Brian Okawar, 4342, join us. Thank each and every one. Now, I tell you, it's been awesome tonight. And I want you to, you know, on Facebook, if you're on Instagram, just send me some words. Tell me what you thought about the show. Thumb up, thumb down, is whatever. Tell me your like. Give me a like. Let them know exactly how you feel. You got a chance to do that. Thank you so much. It's been awesome. Hashtag. Always responsible. One of the things, two things we always share with everybody on each of the shows, I tell y'all, the ones I host, I truly, truly love you all. And I give you the L's along with the heart. It's all about the heart and all about the L. It's been awesome being here with you tonight. But truly, truly, hashtag keep on grinding. Make sure you communicate for understanding the four, which is the numerical four, which is L-O-V-E, love. It's a mindset. Make it do what? It do. Some people say it does, but you make it do what it do. And it's all about putting yourself in that position. It's been awesome tonight. Check us out on tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We're back with our series. Check us out. It's back on our series, which is Series 11. Battling for our boys. Building boys, because we're going to talk about battling for our boys. Future is going to be the main topic. But the title of our series is Building Boys to Be Fathers of the Future. That's tomorrow at 1 o'clock on Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Check us out on WBSW Radio, the internet station with number one, Instagram. We have President Dr. Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, Delta Phi Sigma Gamma with the number 10, Facebook. Truly, truly, you have an opportunity on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/DRL Dialberto Smith. And truly, we want to have we're working on getting our Zoom up. We had a little problem with getting our audio in tonight, but we're going to have it available. Check us out, 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's 11 a.m. out on Pacific Coast Time. It has been awesome being here with you, but we're about to close up. To God is so good. He has blessed you. Bless us one more time. And I always, as I close out, for the happy hour talk, I'm going to say to you, get your cocktail or some libation. Talk about happy things with your family. And as I truly have to say this, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening. We truly want to say that because it's all about love. We don't want the rights to this music, but we want to play this to let you know it's all about being blessed. California.